So, you want to know what on earth is happening? Then sit back and listen as this guy next door speaks. That was Dead by Sunrise with the song Walking in Circles with the lead singer, the late Chester Bennington. And this is Ivan from Phoenix, and you're listening to Guy Next Door Speaks. Today is Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. And it's been a while since my last podcast, maybe what, a little over a year, maybe 2 years, but been a bit busy working, lots of work, and just living life, and still listening to various podcasts and watching documentaries, and still learning. But anyway, so the big news is that I have a conference I'm organizing for March 10th of next year, and let me read you the information for that. And this is called the Truth Mind Reality Conference, Comprehending How Humanity Manifests Its Living Condition. The Truth Mind Reality Conference is an attempt to harness the common thoughts, observations, and ideas of some of today's free-thinking researchers and speakers with the intent of initiating, guiding, and/or continuing humanity's evolution from its current conditions. Truth Mind Reality Conference will be Saturday, March 10th, 2018. Doors will open at 8 a.m. for speakers beginning around 9, and the event will go all day till 9 p.m. And this event conference will be held at the Thunderbird Executive Inn and Conference Center at the Herberger Administration Building in the AT&T Conference Room. And the address is 15249 North 59th Avenue or One Global Place, Glendale, Arizona, 85306. You can visit truthmindreality.com for more details and ticket information. That's pretty interesting. This location, it's actually the Thunderbird School for Global Management. And I know that probably will get a chuckle or a laugh from a few people, because those of us in the know what actually is going on in this world, global management, right? So how fitting that I was able to get this conference at a place located at One Global Place called the Thunderbird School for Global Management. All right, and confirmed and tentative speakers. Right now, the confirmed speakers are Mark Devlin, and you can look up Mark Devlin's information at markdevlin.co.uk. Have a couple of local speakers, Mike Basek with the Greater Phoenix Mutual Aid, Prosperity, and Safety Society. He has a Facebook page, and I think there might be a website, but I know he has a Facebook page of that name. Steve Kahn, and he's with the 9/11 Studies and Outreach Club at ASU. And Irene Pai, she has a Facebook page of Show Up Day Movement. And let's see, tentative speakers. And what I mean by tentative, these are speakers whom I've spoken with and they've agreed to come out, but we've still to set up the logistics for their travel. Those two are Sonia Barrett, and she can be reached at therealsoniabarrett.com for any of her information, and Lennon Honor. His info is at lennonhonor.com. I also have Mark Passio listed on here as a tentative speaker. I've spoken with people in Mark's group, or his, how do I put it? He has assistant with his website and things like that. And so I've put the word out and they've shown interest. So again, I'm putting them down as tentative because once I get the travel arrangements and the yes from Mark, then hopefully all that will be a go. And then obviously, Master of Ceremonies will be me, Ivan from Phoenix. And you can reach me or my information through freeyourmindaz.com. All right, so that's the event announcements, if we want to call them that. Let's see, what else is there? Well, it's been kind of an interesting last year, year and a half. I had a personal experience last November. My father passed away, and I wasn't able to go to Puerto Rico to see him, but he and I had kind of a arrangement. You know, we have already were kind of saw this coming, and he was kind of a stubborn kind of guy, but you know, good man, but he just didn't want me there. And you know, we came to our understandings and we had already made our peace and all that. So, but even with that being having been said, it was still difficult for me out here. You know, it kind of shattered some of my vision of reality because he was always a strong figure in my life, and for him to kind of wither away and pass away, that kind of solidified you know, death and the end, you know, for you know, in my eyes, in my thinking. And so it kind of made me realize, you know, to appreciate life more and do as much as possible now, or enjoy your life and live, because we don't know when it's gonna end and that it is gonna end. You know, so it was a pretty interesting experience for me. So, but aside from that, everything else is still pretty much the same. I still have the meetup group. I haven't been holding too many meetups because things are just, you know, for me, I've noticed the information is out there, but as far as people doing things, I don't see too much effort in that. And I'm part of that too. I mean, I have the website, the meetup group is there. None of the members contact me saying, you know, hey, let's do this, let's do that. Everyone's waiting for somebody else to do something. But I have the conference set up on there. I have several RSVPs already for it there. And like I said, I have the website, the podcast show episodes are on that website. And so that's the bit I'm doing. I'm still spreading out information at work to my coworkers and through Facebook, you know, documentaries and podcasts, and you know, just at least still pushing out stuff that's different from the mainstream and you know, the what is it? The preferred governmental or societal standard messages. So, but anyway, let's see what else is there. There is one thing, something else that I wanted to do, and I will do here in this episode, and that is something, just a little a segment, the rest of the show, kind of a dedicated little work for Mark Devlin, out of the UK, one of the speakers at the conference. And before I get to that, though, let me just say there are several podcasts I've been listening to, kind of religiously. Just I've heard all the episodes and constantly hearing them. There's one by Tim Kelly called Our Interesting Times. So that's a podcast I would recommend people listen to. And also listening to Greg Carwood on the Higher Side Chats. That's also a very good podcast. I'm still listening to Jan Irving's work. It's Unspun is what it's called now, but it's still under the website Gnostic Media. And that's about it for now. Unslaved podcast with David Whitehead and Michael Tesserian. So those are the shows I've been listening to. And on Facebook, a lot of people, a lot of the friends and followers on Facebook were just, you know, sharing all kinds of current event stuff and documentaries and memes and everything. So there is some awareness out there. But anyway, so those podcasts are shows that I would recommend. Now, the thing with a lot of these podcasts is the people putting information out there, everyone's human. Okay, we're all have our different ways of thinking. So some people have still believe in, you know, maybe some government constitutional things or monarchy, small governments. Some people still have might be, you know, deep into the conspiracy theories or truths, but yet have a religious tie, you know, still be either Christian or Catholic. So there's a lot of different little parts that people have that, you know, it's you can't, like the saying goes, throw out the baby with the bathwater. Even though there's truth that they're speaking and putting out research that's valid and informative and good, when they get to other areas that are personal or other ideas that one might not agree with, you know, it shouldn't minimize the valuable stuff that they've put out. And that's how I've been with Jan Irvin's work. You know, even though there's been constant thing between him, you know, putting down almost everybody. You know, he with Mark Passio he shit on, and he had Joseph Atwell. They did shows for about a year, and now he's gone. So there's been things in and out, you know, with him. But anyway, so I just wanted to put that out there. That's what I've been doing, is following these, listening to these podcasts, getting more information. And one thing that I notice still to this day is that a lot of these researchers or podcast hosts, they still generalize a lot of the important information. And what I mean by that is they just throw out the word Freemasons or Freemasonry. Like if it's, you know, that's it, and it's all evil, or it's negative, or, you know, like, and also occult. They're like, oh, the occultists, and occult, and occult. And they don't tend to define it as Passio has taught us or put out there, where you have light and dark. And that's very important. Because a lot of people tend to hear, or whoever listens to these podcasts, they hear the word Freemason or they hear the word occult and they think it's all negative and all bad, without realizing that there's polarities. You have the light Freemasonry and the dark Freemasonry. And the dark Freemasonry is where a lot of the negative things that are happening are coming from. People desiring power and control, that's on the dark side. But the ones like a Freighter X or someone like that they might have Freemasonic ties, but yet they're trying to do the good work to put out light for freedom. And same thing with the occultists. Their occult simply means hidden knowledge. So you can have dark occult, which is knowledge hidden to be used for control and domination and the slavery of humanity. And you can have light occultists, or as Passio has said, de occultists, those trying to use hidden knowledge to free humanity, to end slavery, to, you know, make things better. So I feel that distinction needs to be made in a lot of these shows, because again, it can leave a bad taste in everyone's mind, you know. So anyway, I just wanted to put that out there. Let's see what else is there. All right. For this conference, Truth, Mind, Reality, I'm noticing it's like the trilogy that we've learned, thoughts, emotions, actions, the masculine, feminine, and then the male action. What they call in religion, Christianity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, or it's supposed to be the masculine, feminine, and then the action. But so truth is what is, and in the mind we process the information, and then reality, what we see. So if we take in, again, it's like the trivium. So, grammar, logic, and rhetoric, garbage in, garbage out. So if we're receiving lies and deceptions, and that's the mindset that we're under, well, that's how we think, then reality is gonna reflect that, a reality of lies and deception. So we need to get to the truth and reprogram ourselves, retrain ourselves, so we can change reality, where we have a reality that's based on truth instead of, lies and deceptions. So that was my intent with this, putting together this conference. Well, it actually started with Mark Devlin. He was gonna come out here to Arizona next year, and around the beginning of the year. So we settled in March, and I decided to build a conference around him coming out here. So I reached out to a few local friends or speakers that I know, and they were on board with that. I reached out to Lennon Honor, and he was down, and reached out to Sonia Barrett, and she was, down for it. And then I took the, reached out to Mark Passio and his group, and I was receiving, positive feedback that yeah, they'd be interested. So let's see how this works out. Again, I'm doing this by myself, so I've been working, 6 days and 10 or 12 hours to try and build up the funds to be able to cover all this without having to depend so much on ticket sales. But ticket sales are important. So if you're listening to this and you're interested to come out here, and if you're local to Phoenix or Arizona, buy your tickets early, because that'll help me pay for the conference room, the lodging for the speakers, and their travel. So right now it's November, so it's 4 months away. We got November, December, January, and February, and it's the end of the first week of March. So calculations look like it should work out fine. So nothing real big, just a one-day event on a Saturday to test the waters out here, because like I said, there's a lot of people that think they know what's going on, but when it comes time to come together and share that knowledge to try and move forward, I see very little actually happening. So, all right, what other thing I wanted to say about that? I have a friend, coworker that I mentioned the conference to, and this is interesting because this coworker asked me if they were going to be speaking on aliens, if there was going to be stuff about aliens. I told them, no, this isn't about, there's not going to be anything about aliens. It's just going to try and keep it to, real things that we can see, feel, and touch, and that really affect us here now. And, this person told me, well, I want to know about aliens. I'm like, okay, I respect that. That's fine. But that showed me where a lot of humanity is right now, that there are things that we need to know and we need to learn, but people are more inclined to go after what they want to learn instead of what they need to learn, if that makes any sense. So, and I'm noticing that in the last several years, if you look at a lot of the films, movies, and TV shows, there's a lot of people that would say that, oh, we're, humanity's waking up. Look at all these TV shows. Look at Stranger Things. They're dropping a lot of truth in there with the MK Ultra and multidimensional stuff. And look at the Tom Cruise movie, American Made, with the C, about the CIA and South America and all this stuff. Oh, look at all these movies. There's truth in movies, truth in movies. But there's a term that I picked up several months ago that really applies to what I think is happening. Is there a lot of this truth and conspiracies and all this? It has become conspiracy-tainment. So it's like a what the hell, a genre, is it? Is that what it's called? It's like a type of movie. You have comedies, dramas, horror, and then you have conspiracy-tainment. So a lot of these, some of these films and TV shows, yeah, they're, as British people would say, it's just taking the piss. You know, they're just taking the piss. They put it out there as truth, you know, like people like, oh, look, ha ha ha. But it's people like this person that wants to know about aliens. It's like, oh, I want to know about that. Oh, look, look, look. So they're putting stuff out there to entertain people and weaving in, you know, truths and twisting it a little bit here and there. But that's become another category now, conspiracy stuff. And that's entertainment, TV shows and movies. So we got to be careful with that. Yeah, that's fine that there's stuff being put out there, but you know, it tends to, I think it's almost like desensitizing people. The way horror movies back in the 80s, 70s and 80s, they were, you know, almost traumatizing people. They would see Halloween or Friday the 13th. And, you know, it's funny that I saw them recently. They have these classics that they show here in Arizona. So I saw Halloween one week, I saw Friday the 13th another week. And these films that were terrifying back in the day, a lot of the audience, they were laughing at these movies during, you know, the horror stuff or the things that people were doing. So it's either consciousness has been raised a bit where the actions that people would take back then, people now are, you know, see the stupidity in that and they laugh at that. Or is it that now films and TV shows have become so much more brutal and gory, like the Saw films and Hostel and things like that, that people have become desensitized and now they laugh at what they were, you know, scared of 20, 30 years ago. And that might be the same thing that applies to conspiracy. Now, you had films back in the 70s, like the Parallax View or Marathon Man and things like that, that people would see and be like, oh, wow, you know, damn, could that be? Well, that's only the movies, you know. But now today you have TV shows and movies that's showing all this conspiracy and truth stuff, and people are just, you know, oh yeah, that, yeah, we know about that. Okay, and what else? You know, now what? Like Sean Connery said in The Untouchables, now what are you prepared to do? And that's where we're stuck at. You know, that's fine that people becoming more aware, and that is a very important point, is that people need to know what's going on and learn what's going on and get to the truth, and that needs to spread to a large number to reach the critical mass to be able to do something. But you know, that's, I guess it's a slow process, and that's what hopefully with things like this conference and the podcasts that are out there and everything else that can keep spreading. But you just, you know, it's hard to say if it's gonna have the needed effect, you know, without getting disinfo, you know, weaved in. And how do I say it? False prophets coming in. Oh, but I have all the answers. Follow me, follow me. You know, so, but anyway, so I just wanted to put that out there too. All right. And so now let's get to the little section here I want to put out for Mark Devlin. So, as many of you might or may or may not know, Mark Devlin is the DJ out of the UK who woke up now, probably what, about 7 years ago, back in 2010. And so he's put out a book called Musical Truth, and he's working on a second book that should be out sometime early next year. Hopefully, by the time the conference comes around, he'll have the new books for sale out here. And so, Musical Truth, and that's about like the conspiracies and history and things in music that go pretty much unseen or unknown by the general public. All right, and so let me put this in order here as far as why I'm recording this. So I suffer from a little bit of back problems and stuff from a disc injury many years ago, and so I go see a chiropractor. And several weeks ago, about a month or 2 months now, wow, I was at the chiropractor and they have the radio on, and they played, you know, a song came on that I hadn't heard in a long time. It was a song from the early 80s. So it was by the Go-Go's. All right, so the song We Got the Beat came on. And I don't know if a lot of you know that song, you know, by the Go-Go's, We Got the Beat. And I'll play a little clip of it later on here, insert it somewhere in here for you to hear it. But So I listened to the song and I was like, oh, cool, I haven't heard that in a while. So I came home and usually at work I listen to podcasts or music. So I decided to look up that song from my collection. I have it on my iTunes and I put it on my iPod. But interesting things started to happen as I did this. So I looked up the song, We Got the Beat, and that's off an album by the Go-Go's called Beauty and the Beat. So I was thinking, hey, that's interesting. It's a little wordplay on Beauty and the Beast. So then I started thinking even further. Okay, let's see where this goes. Beast is what they replaced. So We Got the Beat. You can say that they've been singing We Got the Beast. We got the Beast, they got the Beast, kids got the Beast, everybody has the Beast. So I was like, yeah, that's okay. The reason I'm getting into this is kind of like, I don't know if you listeners remember like Invisible Ink, taking like lemon juice or something. They would like, Invisible Ink, that something would be written on something and you can't see it with the naked eye, but you turn off the lights and use a black light and then you can see it. It's like hidden in plain sight, but you can't see it. Or those codes, you need a cipher that you have a page of a book and it's got words on it. But if someone wants to send a hidden message, you take another page that's laid on top of the paper, the page that has the words, already written out, and it has little holes that are cut out that reveal certain letters. And when you put the certain page paper on top of a certain book on a certain page, certain letters will be revealed, showing a message. So it's something that was there, you just never saw it. So that's what started happening to me with this song, Beauty and the Beat, or We Got the Beat, off the Go-Go's album, We Got the, Beauty and the Beat. So I kept, just kept listening to the song, and let's see, I went ahead and got the lyrics for it, and let's see, now my thing here froze, it doesn't want to move. Okay, there it is. Let me see. So the lyrics for We Got the Beat. So I can read them real quick for you. These are short songs. The whole album was only 35 minutes, and each song's 2 to 3 minutes long, 3.5 minutes. So, this one, see the people walking down the street, fall in line, just watching all their feet. They don't know where they want to go, but they're walking in time. They got the beat, they got the beat, they got the beat, they got the beat. Then the next verse is, see the kids just getting out of school. They can't wait to hang out and be cool. Hang around till 12:15. That's when they fall in line. Kids got the beat. They got the beat. They got the beat. Yeah, kids got the beat. And then go-go music really makes us dance. Do the Pawnee puts us in a trance. The Watusi just give us a chance. That's when we fall in line because we got the beat. We got the beat and so forth. Okay. All right. So, beat, beast, fine. And I decided to look at the numbers. Well, what numbers? 12:15. I remember back when I was in elementary school, around this time, 1980, 81, 82, that we'd get out of school around 2, 2:30. And an early day, we'd either get off at 11 or right at noon. So when this lyric says, see the kids just getting out of school, they can't wait to hang out and be cool, hang around till 12:15. So 12:15, okay, let's apply. So I don't know if it's exactly just numerology or gematria, but just break down the numbers. 12:15 is 12:15. The 1 and the 2, you got a 3. 15, 1 and the 5 is a 6. So the 3 and the 6, that's a 9. So anyone, that knows anything about numbers and, the dark occult or Satanism or whatever, nine is a number in here. That's pretty big in that. So I was like, okay, we got beat. In place of beast, we got the number 9 here, and in this song. Okay, now what's another popular number? People would say, oh, 33, 33, that's Freemasonic and that's always hidden and stuff. So I was like, okay, let me count how many times the word beat or beast is said or implied on this song. So I started counting. So if you listen to the song, well, I listened to the song about 10 times, and each time kept counting how many times they would say beat. And they said it not 20 times, not 30 times, not 40 times, not 35 times, but they said it 32 times. So it's like, oh, that's close. But here's the thing, it's implied a 33rd time. So, they say, we got the beat, kids got the beat, they got the beat, we got the beat, the beat, beat, beats all over the place. But there's a verse in there that says, yeah, we got it. So they don't say beat, but what's implied? Beat. So that's the 33rd time. So, because it would be, I think, pretty obvious if you listen to it and count exactly 33 times they say beat. So, yeah, that's another thing that had me say, yeah, that's pretty interesting. So, all right, so that's everything with We Got the Beat. Like, is that it? No, that's not it. Because now I decided to look at the rest of the album. All right. And when I looked at this, I looked at the cover. And those of you who have done any research or listened to anything about the music industry are familiar with IRS Records. Okay. And IRS Records, which stands for International Record Syndicate, was founded by Miles Copeland III, who is the son of Miles Copeland Jr. And Miles Copeland Jr., if you do a Wikipedia search, comes up as a CIA agent. So this CIA agent from the 40s, 50s, and 60s. Is one of his sons, Miles Copeland III, is the founder of IRS Records. Sounds like a government agency. And those of you out there might know, but as for those who don't, there's a second brother called Ian Copeland, and he was also in the entertainment industry as far as talent agencies, and he founded a booking agency called Frontier Booking International, FBI. And these two brothers had a third brother called Stuart Copeland. Stuart Copeland is a founder and drummer of the Police. So you have Police, FBI, IRS. So that's pretty interesting. And these IRS is the label that had that carried the Go-Go's. So that had already my mindset, my cipher to apply, the cipher for CIA or agency stuff to this. So I went back to the beginning of the album and looked at the first track. And again, like that invisible ink and black light, something being there and you don't see it until you change how you're looking at it, or the tools to look at it through. The first track on that Beauty and the Beat song, album is Our Lips Are Sealed. So right off the bat, I started laughing like, wait a minute, Our Lips Are Sealed. You got a CIA kind of vibe to this. So Our Lips Are Sealed. Yeah, you go on YouTube and you see the comments that, oh, this is about gossip and kids talking in high school and stuff. Like, yeah, okay, that's a nice cover. That's a nice presentation for the public. But what could be the underlying current? So the lyrics for Our Lips Are Sealed, I'll read through these real quick. Can you see them? They talk about us telling lies. Well, that's no surprise. Can you see them? See right through them. They have no shield, no secrets to reveal. It doesn't matter what they say in the jealous games people play. Our lips are sealed. Let's see what else. One thing with these printed lyrics, they're kind of out of order. It says, there's a weapon that we must use in our defense, silence. When you look at them, look right through them, that's when they'll disappear. That's when we'll be feared. So I don't know. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you got cliques at high school and okay, gossip and secrets, whatever. But take that to the next level or apply, the cipher I'm referring to here. That sounds like CIA stuff, huh? Yeah, secrets, silence, but yet they know everything about you because you have no shields, no secrets to reveal. The government agency know everything about you. So it's pretty interesting. Our lips are sealed. And then so I went to the next track, How Much More? And it doesn't have to be that the whole song and the whole album is all CIA. Just maybe a couple of winks and nods to kind of, you know, covert agency stuff. So the song How Much More, it's I put this one under the, it could be identity, not identity theft, but, you know, being someone else. Because here's the lyrics for this. Every night I see you walking by, you hold your head so close to hers I could cry. I want to be that girl tonight, girl tonight, girl tonight. How much more can I take before I go crazy? And crazy in the mind comes up a lot in this album. How much more heartache before I go crazy? So, yeah, just a little identity thing. And that's nothing. Then there's a third track called Tonight. And this one, let's see. Streetlights are shining bright. Billboards are shedding their light. And my crowd's out hanging around tonight. There's a charge in the air. It's kind of electric out here. And we're all out on the town. Actually gonna take it down, gonna turn some heads tonight. There's nothing, there's no one to stand in our way. Get dressed up and messed up, blow our cares away. Our mind's set on seeing this night through today. We rule the streets tonight until the morning light. So, okay, that's, yeah, gotta, I don't know, I'm just saying. Let's see, so that right there, that little line. Dressed up, messed up, rule the streets tonight again. Okay, then this is the one that had me really say, okay, this sounds like the damn 70s 80s James Bond Spy Who Loved Me kind of thing. You get this track here called Lust to Love. Okay, and there's certain words here that I'm like, okay, in a love song or something, this just doesn't fit. And it sounds like a agent spy who, well, anyway, let me read the lyrics and you'll, again, apply the CIA thought mentality to this. And you can, I don't know, it's starting to look like this whole thing has a lot of CIA all over it. It used to be the fun was in the capture and kill. In another place and time, I did it all for the thrills. Love me and I'll leave you. I told you at the start, I had no idea that you would tear my world apart. And you're the one to blame. I used to know my name. But I've lost control of the game, because even though I set the rules, you've got me acting like a fool. When I see you, I lose my cool. So, Lust to Love was the last thing I was dreaming of. And now all I want is just to love. Love is turned to love. And then it's the same line, just the verse repeated again. So, you know, you got capture and kill. Did it for the thrills. So it sounds, you know, like little secret agent thing, you know, they get involved and from the beginning it's like, nope, but then they get emotionally involved. So we've seen some of those movies. So that can apply there. Then the fifth track is This Town. And this one also I put this one like a recruiting song in a way. So here goes the lyrics for this. Let me see, skip through some of this. This town is our town, it is so glamorous. Bet you live here if you could and be one of us. Langley, could that be a recruiting song? So I'm just saying. And then after that was We Got the Beat. Then we got a song Fading Fast. Let me see. This one, Fading Fast, listening to the lyrics, I kind of categorize this one that could be like a if anyone remembers the Mission Impossible movies, it's like what is it when the agent disavowed, when an agent becomes disavowed, they were cool, but then something happens and now they don't even recognize you. So listen to these words. So you thought that I was on your side and I'd do anything for you, but you found out yesterday that you were wrong. I opened up the door and said we were through. Now you're calling me. You want me back again, but I've just got to turn my head and start to pretend. I've never seen you. You're someone I don't know. Are you just another boy that I met long ago? Like, okay. But you had me all to yourself. I thought that you were such a prize. I finally came to my senses when I heard just one too many lies. What's the CIA all about? Lies. You can talk about the old times. They don't mean a thing to me. You're fading fast out of my memory. Okay. So, again, hey, just love songs, right? And, okay, fine. But, again, just apply a little CIA code to this and might be onto something. And then this one I call, this is the MK Ultra song. Some, you might laugh, but it's a track 8 from the Go-Go's album Beauty and the Beat. It's called Automatic, and if you listen to it, it sounds very mechanical and very kind of, it's a mind game kind of song. And listen to the lyrics on this one. So quiet now, still of night, inside fire burning bright, right moment laying down, oh still no sound, it's all automatic, no thought, automatic, golden hair, skin glistens, beating heart, but don't listen, angles sharp, crash together, time and consciousness sever, mind in, automatic, time stop, automatic. I don't know. That's a mind game kind of song right there. That's MK Ultra to me. So there's that one. Then let's see. After that comes, oh, this is another one. This one's real good. After that comes track 9 called You Can't Walk in Your Sleep If You Can't Sleep. Huh. I listened to this song, broke down the lyrics, and I was thinking sleep deprivation, CIA. So here goes the lyrics. Last night you slept in fits. You smashed your windows bit by bit. You cried out a bad dream, horror pictures, what a scene. Which way will things go tonight? Toss and turn or sleep tight? You can't win. You wonder why. That sleep is one thing you can't buy. You can't walk in your sleep if you can't sleep. You can't talk in your sleep if you can't sleep. And it talks about the pills. Down that pill hours ago. Time is passing oh so slow. Watch the clock, you're waiting. It's 5 o'clock and the world's waking. That's the way things went tonight. Toss and turn, though you were tight. Exhaustion brings on desperation. Well, there's still some consolation. You can't walk in your sleep if you can't sleep. You can't talk in your sleep if you can't sleep. So, So again, sleep deprivation. That's what I thought. And then this one I couldn't really make out too much. Track 10 called Skid Marks on My Heart. Unless you want to talk about, cars and running people over. So this one was like, nothing too much. And then it ended with track 11 called Can't Stop the World. And I was like, okay, Can't Stop the World. This one's kind of like New World Order. So let me read the lyrics to this one real quick. So, I gave up looking for a reason to live with things just the way they were. I came around, used to be easy to get to, and they got to me just about every way. Who got to them? Caught with no cards up your sleeve, not much to choose from. Grew up all along thinking you couldn't lose. Don't want to live without that security. You think with just a little more, things will be all right. So, that's the thing. Can't stop the world, can't stop the world, can't stop the world. Why let it stop you? So, and that's about it. Let me see. Your heart, your will, your car, they've all been broken. You let everybody you got beat, and it's not entertaining watching you try to stand on your feet again. Can't stop the world, can't stop the world. So, I don't know. New world order, maybe. Can't stop the world. And security. Those, what stood out for me there. But yeah, this album was pretty interesting, so I wanted to bring that to Mark Devlin's attention. I looked up some of the producers here, produced by Richard Gotherer, and Wikipedia page came up, and nothing really, interesting about that guy. But there is a person that the album has a special thanks going to. And this guy by the name of Rodney Bingenheimer. And I looked up Rodney Bingenheimer that the Go-Go's did a special thanks to. And this guy, this is pretty interesting. Mark Devlin, you probably look up, the information on this guy. He ties in, again, not to go in the fallacy of guilty by association, but it's interesting how a lot of these names just run together. This guy was a disc jockey. American disc radio disc jockey, and he's been around for quite a while. He's helped bring a lot of acts to the mainstream. And what's interesting about this guy for me was, let's see, it was something about him here. Bingheimer became the talk of the town because he had the perfect Brian Jones hairstyle, Brian Jones do. So ties into Davy Jones, ties in with David Bowie, the Monkees. So I don't know. And a quote here by this film critic, Wesley Morris in the Boston Globe, says, "Becoming Jones's stand-in was an inauguration into a peculiar cult of celebrity." So, Bingheimer worked as an interim at Mercury Records. He escorted British pop star David Bowie to LA hotspots. He auditioned for the Davy Jones part in The Monkees. While he did not get the part, he dressed like Davy Jones and had a similar haircut, and he later worked as a double or stand-in for Jones in The Monkees episode Prince and the Pauper. The monkey stand-in role was a break for Bingheimer. Anyway, so that's something about him there. But yeah, it ties in with Sonny and Cher, and he's got connections with Brian Wilson, the Beatles, Elvis, got John Lennon, Yoko Ono, Mick Jagger, Adam Ant, the Beach Boys. So yeah, it's, you know, the usual crowd from the 70s, 60s, 70s, 80s. And then this is the guy that was thanked for some reason on the Go-Go's album, which is an IRS, CIA thing. So just little things that I was like, hmm. And then, one thing I did find also, tying in with the IRS and the Copeland family, you can do a Google search of Rolling Stone article, Secret Agent Man. And this is an article back from 1986 by Robert Erringer. Secret Agent Man, No Wonder Miles Copeland's Kids Formed the Police. And this is a Rolling Stone article you can find online. And it's a pretty interesting read on the mindset of this Copeland guy. CIA lies, deception, assassinations, government control. It's like all kinds of stuff. And this guy's, you know, kids are in the music industry. So just pretty, you know, interesting stuff. So that's what I wanted to bring up here. And so I know it blew my mind. It blew a couple of people's minds when I started describing that Go-Go's album and some of the songs like that. They were like, wow, it blew my mind. I never thought of it that way. So anyway, so that's it. And I should be putting out another episode sometime soon with a few thoughts and ideas and things that I have bouncing around in my head. And once again, remember the Truth Mind Reality Conference is on Saturday, March 10th, 2018, here in Phoenix, Arizona. So hopefully local people, you can come out and join us for a day of some truth and socializing and things like that. And if you're in the Southwest and, haven't been something that might have Passio, you couldn't make it to a Free Your Mind conference or something, and hopefully if things work out, I get Mark to come out here. Put this on your to-do list. Keep an eye out. Anywhere, you know, Southwest, you know, California, Nevada, Utah, New Mexico. So come out here and let's make it happen. All right, so I think that's about it. So I'm going to have the show end with the second verse of the intro song that I played with Chester Bennington. And that's going to be it. So as I usually say, depending on what time of the day you're listening to this show, good morning, good afternoon, and good night. Be well.